This week on Northland Morning, we have been bringing you a special series of interviews for Mental Health Week called Thinking Outside the Box. And we've talked about some old and some new therapies to help people cope with serious mental illness. However, there's a business in town that I've been dying to get more information about ever since they first opened. They're not therapists. They don't play one on TV, but they do offer a unique way for you to either cope with stress or just be kind of goofy. On the phone with us this morning is Nicholas Truman, and he's one of three owners of the Healthy Expressions Rage Room. Hey, Nicholas. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm curious about why people come to the Rage Room. Do they come as a, you know, do they walk in looking pent up and say, I've just had a horrible day at work? Or do they come because they think it sounds kind of like fun and they want to see what it's about?
Well, I can tell you most people don't come in angry. Every once in a while, some people may have a little pent up energy, but generally people come in just to have fun.
That's kind of an interesting, it's interesting, well, actually, because a friend of mine posted something on Facebook, and that also got me thinking. I can remember times going through extremely stressful periods when you feel like you've got to keep it together at work, and you've got to keep it together at home, and I felt like my stress level was going through the roof. I remember saying to my therapist, I feel like a rat in a trap. I remember saying, I just want to break something. It was like I felt like I had all of this rage and pent-up issues and whatever that I just kind of wanted to get out. Of course, there wasn't such a thing then. And this friend of mine had posted that this, the idea of, you know, a desktop punching bag and stuff like that kind of bothers him as a way of dealing with stress because to him it didn't seem like a healthy way of dealing with stress. How do you respond to that?
I agree. Breaking things isn't a very healthy way of dealing with stress. What we offer is more of a just a fun activity to have. I like to compare it to rock climbing. I absolutely love rock climbing. And it's just an experience I'm not able to do somewhere else, but in a safe environment.
Well, and that certainly makes sense, because if you do go home and break dishes, that's a bad thing. But if you did have all of this whatever to express, and there was a safe way you could express it but not hurt anybody, you know, I don't know. That sort of seems like it might be a better thing. But again, we're not therapists. What do we know?
Exactly. No, we are not therapists, but it is definitely an experience that you just can't have anywhere else.
So I have to ask about this. A date night package, really?
Oh, my goodness.
All right, that just got me laughing when I saw that.
There are a lot of date nights that come through our doors, and I think it's just absolutely fun. Not only can they do the Rage Room, but they also do virtual reality, where sometimes they like to mess with each other while one is playing like a horror game and the other one kind of scares them.
Oh, and nice. And so then they have a fight, then they have a fight, and then they go into the Rage Room.
If their fights consist of laughter, then yes.
Oh, okay. Laugh fight. Giggle fights. I like this.
Yeah. And then they also do some Nerf. You know, they're running around and, you know, they're shooting each other with little Nerf darts. You know, they don't hurt, but, you know when you got hit with one. So that's always a fun activity.
Do you think that more people should use things like the Rage Room? I'm thinking about it. Well, I watched a TV show last night, and somebody was overcome with road rage, and they caused this horrible accident. Do you think if people who would, of course, never dream maybe of seeing a therapist could find a way to blow off some of this steam some other way, that it actually could be kind of good for them?
Yes, like I said, I'm not a therapist, and I'm not a professional when it comes to that, but in life, you always want to have some sort of outlet to just relax or have some fun, and it could definitely be a Rage Room, or it could be video games. You know, just something where you're able to step out of life and just enjoy yourself.
Well, it certainly sounds like the opportunity to either break ugly China in a safe environment or maybe engage in a Nerf war. Maybe adults need to reconnect with that part of childhood. Maybe the things that bothered us, we used to get out of our systems just running around after supper.
And I absolutely agree with that. When it comes to our Nerf arena, you know, you're running around, you're shooting each other with these toys. It really brings out the child in everybody. I have, you know, 50-year-olds coming in through the door as a group, and you just see the inner child just bursting out, and it is awesome.
Well, Nicholas, thank you so much for joining us this morning. What a treat to talk with you, and thanks again. I appreciate it.
All right. You have a wonderful day.
Nicholas Truman is one of the owners of the Healthy Expressions Rage Room, which is available for things like dishes breakage, Nerf wars, to use perhaps the wrong word, virtual reality, and date night packages.